and I can just go eat and drink, I can make money, I can be drunk, I can commit sin, I can do whatever I want. Once I believe, I'm in. Once I accept Jesus, I'm in. You know what? You think so? You're wrong. Don't be deceived. Don't let an evil heart of unbelief enter in like that, that says, oh, my Lord delays his coming. It'll be all right. I'll just eat and drink with the drunken. Now, you may not say he delays his coming to yourself consciously, but you know what? When we start living in sin and accepting it, we are subconsciously saying, it's not like Jesus could come today. If we really believed he was coming today to judge us and to take account of our stewardship, how would we live? That's the thing, is that's part of that hidden wisdom. And it's hidden from me to some degree as well, and I'm always trying to find it, to understand the immediacy of God, the immediacy of the judgment. Because God delays his coming, men's hearts are wicked. Because he doesn't punish evil immediately. Men think they can get away with it. And we do the same thing as Christians sometimes. If God, you know, I think about the things that come on me because of sin, the great sorrow at times, being found in a sin or something, and all the horror of that moment and the shame and all that, right? And I think, why can't I see that before it happens? It's because the wisdom is hid from my eyes. But from each experience, the wisdom is revealed. And I'm glad that God has not given me a hard heart where I can, my heart is changing. I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I want to be ruler over what God has. I want to be co-ruler with Christ. I want to sit down with him in his throne. I want him to hand me the rod of iron as he holds the rod of iron, that I might reign as he reigns. I do want that. But what does it take? Boy, you know, it takes somewhat more than maybe man is willing to give. But the thing is, the beautiful thing about salvation is that it's God's work in us. And that's what causes me to trust that I know whatever comes, he'll teach me and he'll lead me through it. And I'll be able to bear it. Whether it be through horrible losses and so on and so forth, you know, I know we'll be able to bear it. I'd rather have that than be fold my hands and take my ease and say, for many long years now it'll be good. I want to prepare in earnest. And so I need to prepare myself. I need to be ready. Heck, I could die tomorrow like the guy in the parable. I could die. And would I be ready? Would I be ready to meet my Lord? My soul is going to be required of me. Am I going to be able to possess it? So, well, Paul, salvation is, you know, God is passing by judgment and so on and so forth. I tell you what, yes, he is. But don't deceive yourself. If the works of salvation are not happening to you, and you are doing, you know, what do you think? You can beat the men's servants and maid servants spiritually and eat and drink with the drunken, and God's going to pass over those deeds if you die in them? God is not mocked. God is not mocked. He will not. You stand on the pinnacle of the temple, you throw yourself down, he's going to let you smash your face in. He will. And that's no different than when we say we believe in Jesus and we go on in sin and say, well, we're saved. No problem there. Wrong. You commit sin, you're of the devil. Whoever commits sin is a servant of sin. You're not the servant of Christ, you're the servant of sin. No, but he's my Lord. No, he's not. Because if he was your Lord, you wouldn't sin. Because the Lord has control. You know? Just like the centurion. I'm a man under authority. I say to my servant, go. Did Jesus tell you to go sin? Did your Lord say, go and sin? Then he's not your Lord. You're not his servant. Because if he was your Lord and you were his servant, you would do what he says. And he says, go and sin no more. He doesn't say the other. So whatever you're doing proves he isn't your Lord. And you're a liar. Oh, he's my Lord. I believe in him. You're a liar. Until you obtain that, hey, you know, maybe he is making himself your Lord, but you need to come along. You got to stop sitting there on your hands and eating your own flesh and saying, I'm fine. No evil can befall me. I am saved. Believe in the promises of God. You know, a lot of the thing is people don't want to obtain what God is offering. They don't really want to be totally righteous. They kind of like their sinful ways. And if that's the case, you're not fit for the kingdom. You're not fit. If you love sin, if you love your ways, you're not fit. Verse 47. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. You know, people who call themselves Christians and do like this are going to be worthy of greater punishment than people who are totally ignorant of the Bible and totally ignorant of the truth. It's just the way you're going to be worthy of greater punishment, just like Capernaum was worthy of greater punishment than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because if the deeds had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented. You know, if the people in the deepest jungle where they never heard the Bible had heard the Bible, they might have repented. But you have the Bible and you repent not. And you call yourself a Christian. You're going to have your portion appointed with people who don't believe. Paul, you're scaring me. I don't want to scare you, except that I want you to fear, lest a promise being left, you should seem to come short of entering into his rest. We need to enter into his rest. Because I'll tell you what, righteousness is not a burden. I don't want to lay on you a burden. I want to lay on you freedom. I want to lay on you faith. Believe, because these are the promises of God that we can be freed from these things. But look it, you've got to seek it. If you're doing otherwise, you're not entering in. And it still holds true. You know, and Paul says the same thing. Don't think, but Paul says, read Galatians chapter 5. Hey, you know, the works of the flesh are these, right? I'll read it to you right now, once again, in case you forget. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, Galatians 5:19. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They're not going to inherit. If you do those things, if you're found doing those things, if that's how God looks at you, you know, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. No way. As John says, little children, don't let some theologian come in and say, well, the imputation, and it's only imputed, and you don't actually have to do righteousness to be righteous. You can just be declared righteousness to be righteous. Liar.